For 2 years, the great colonnade, with its four rows of pillars like Roman soldiers on parade, had cut Basil off from everything that seemed worthwhile in life. He lived in the Street of the Silversmiths, which was narrow and turgid, and filled at all hours with chaffering and expostulation. Here he sat at a rear window, in a sweltering hole under the roof, working through the hours of day, and often into the night, with his hammers and chasing tools, his pots of wax and his soldering wicks. He was subject to the sullen humours of his master, who was called Sosthene of Tarsus, and the tinder-like temper of his mistress, who kept him under pressure to produce more and more. From his window he could see the tops of the colonnade columns, and even a segment of parapet that he believed to be part of the house, once the property of Ignatius, and now rightfully his. Sosthene was small and black, and at his trade he was quick and skilful. In the beginning he had been helpful. He would watch Basil at work, and then suddenly he would shake his head and take the tools out of the boy's hands. "Now, now," he would say with a rising intonation that made his voice seem to screech, "not that way. By Zeus, by Apollo, by Pan, by men, by all the gods. See, stupid one, do it thus and thus." In spite of his great skill with the tools, the little man had no sense of beauty, and what he produced was dull and uninspired. It brought small prices in the shop below. The results were different when Basil had learned the tricks of the trade, for then everything he did glowed with beauty. Using the sketches he had made on the Aliyah, he produced busts and figurines that began to satisfy him in an increasing degree. But never completely, for he remained fiercely self-critical. They pleased the customers of the shop. Everything he made was sold, quickly, and at good prices. He never went out. This was due to a disinclination to meet old friends while wearing the cloth of servitude, but as time went on, a more tangible reason had developed for remaining out of sight. He realized that his safety depended on not being seen. Linus knew that public opinion had been against him, and that all Antioch was convinced he had robbed his brother's rightful heir. It required no special knowledge of the way that evil mind worked to be sure he would never be at rest as long as Basil remained a reproach to his possession.